Please, it's too much winning. We can't take it anymore. Mr. President, it's too much. And I'll say, no, it isn't. We have to keep winning. We have to win more.
You fought in the Clone Wars?
Yes. I was once a Jedi Knight, the same as your father.
Johnny, what's the difference between us and them?
Because we live here.
Life moves pretty fast. You don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss it.
Good morning, America. This is the New Adventures of the Mountain Pass podcast. This is your host, TJ Martinell, coming to you from my war room in my fortress, Americana, on the heart of Cascadia. The date is June 24th, 2022. Another 15 days to flatten the curve here in the Pacific Northwest. It is beautiful outside, so I'm going to bang this podcast out, get it done so I can get on my bike. Got things to do. Got roads to cruise on. Got small towns to visit. Got pub houses to frequent. Got whiskey to drink. Got the sun to get. I got a tan yesterday because I was out on the seashore. All right, this is the Real Man podcast episode. And the reason I wanted to do this is because there's a lot of, I guess, there's just a bunch of grit. We're just going to be really getting to the point because, like I said, I want to get this podcast over with. There is a whole entire industry online about exploiting young, insecure, vulnerable men by saying, my real man's, I did an episode, you know, my real man's joins my military. And I was thinking, okay, we know what a real man isn't. The other thing I noticed about it is that my real Menzies always has an obligation to other people, but nobody has an obligation to them. Which I think is, right, it's the stick and the carrot. Hey, if you want to be a real man, you got to follow the carrot wherever I take you. And other people have talked about this. They've written books about it. There's The Way of Men by Jack Donovan. There's Rollo Tomasi's books on the rational male. There's a whole bunch of things. I'm not terribly adding a whole lot to the conversation. I'm more of just distilling it and giving, I guess, a layman's terms is the best way to put it. I'm putting it in more practical terms, perhaps, or less abstract. So we're going to just go through it. Okay. My real men's. And this is not a definitive. This is not an exhaustive list. This is just a handful of ones I wrote down. This isn't my 10 commandments for my real mans. And buy my book and subscribe to my YouTube channel. That was an alarm. Subscribe to my YouTube channel. Click that like button. No, I will post these the list of real men, my real men's list, on my website, and you can look at them and study them and think about it, and you can agree or disagree. You can do whatever you want. You don't have to subscribe to my non-existent Patreon account. And you don't have to join my secret society. Woo! All right, a real man. What does a real man do? The first thing a real man does is he sets boundaries and he enforces them. And this is probably the most important thing a man can learn in life, is setting boundaries, healthy boundaries. In fact, I'm going to change that right now. I got my internetsies up. He sets healthy boundaries and enforces them. And of course, somebody, some knob nibbler, some pole smoker, ankle biter is going to say, well, what's a healthy boundary? You know what? My real Menzies knows what a healthy boundary is. And this pertains to every relationship in your life. It pertains to your relationship with your kids or your wife or your girlfriend or your friends or your parents or your relatives with just people in society. Life is about boundaries, and a man with healthy boundaries is a man who is living a better life. And I'd say that one of the reasons that many men are miserable is because they don't have healthy boundaries and they don't enforce them. And really, it's almost the golden rule of more real men, because it really, everything else falls into place. The list I'm going to read off of other things that Mariel Menzies does is really eventually, fundamentally, not for nothing, tied back to this principle of setting healthy boundaries and enforcing them. See, the other thing a real man does is he demands respect from others. And I'm sure that some old-timer, some member of a generation that shall not be named will say, well, respect is earned. I'm not talking about the kind of respect where you're bowing down and kissing their feet and doing this all this other kind of nonsense. I'm talking about just a basic level of treating someone with dignity. And when someone doesn't treat you with respect, you either remove that person from your life or you leave the space that they occupy. And this is something that they never talk about on the online Mariel Menzies. It's always taking from a man, never giving. Saying, yes, you're a real man. You need to be treated with respect. And if you're not treated with respect, you have a right to remove someone from your life, whether it's an acquaintance, whether it's whoever it is, if you're in an environment where you're not being treated with respect and you have the ability to leave, you leave. Or if you can't leave for whatever reason, you fight to be treated with respect. You at least make it clear that you know you're being disrespected and you won't put up with it. You're going to fight back. You're going to push. Again, it goes back to setting healthy boundaries and enforcing it. The other one, here's another. Mariel Menzies says, he's truthful, loyal, and reliable to friends and others who've earned it. So this is about you treating people that you have met, you've gotten to know, you've vetted, you have, through your own process, brought them into your close network. These are people you know, they know you. You've seen their true selves under some circumstances to where you know who they are. They have, by their actions, shown that they deserve your trust. That they are someone who you are loyal to when they struggle, when they mess up. They're not one of those friends where they get into trouble and then you kind of skedaddle. Because here's the thing, you don't owe strangers loyalty or reliability if you haven't get, and I'm not talking about like with a job, you know, your employer. That's a different kind of context. I'm talking about where people are making demands of you. They're demanding that you tell them the truth. And I'm not saying you should lie to people. I'm saying that you don't have an obligation to tell someone what you're thinking. But if it's a friend who's asking you for the truth, you owe it to them to be honest. And if you don't want to tell them, then you have, you may not, people confuse truth with disclosure. You can be honest, and maybe that's a better way to put it, is honest. If your buddy's asking for feedback on something in his life, you can say, I'd rather just not give an opinion. If you feel like you just don't want to tell him or you're afraid it's going to cause problems, you just say, you know, he says, what do you think of this girl I'm dating? And you can tell he's really into her and you know your opinion's not going to make a bit of difference. Then you can just, you can just say, I think that's always better than lying to them, saying, yeah, I think she's a great gal, or I think this business idea is a great idea. Just say, I really don't have an opinion to give. And you know what? If you're not a yes friend, they know it's a no. if you're a friend and you're not giving a yes, they know it's a no. It's a polite no. But this whole, we've made the entire world the tribe, where you have loyalty to everybody the same as if it was your closest confidant. The next one is brave when facing risk, danger, or fears. And as I think it was John Wayne who said, courage is being scared to death, but saddling up anyways. So you're going to face, as all men do, we're going to face risks, dangers, and fears. And many men avoid dealing with their fears. And I think insecurity, actually, I'm going to put that in. I think insecurity is one of the biggest ones, where there's something in our lives that make us feel insecure. There are things where there's risks, there's dangers, we can sit here and talk for hours about the different scenarios, but ultimately men face something that cuts at his very core essence, a flaw, a fragility, an insecurity, and many men turn away. They come up with some mental gymnastics to avoid confronting it. And I think that other than not enforcing boundaries, this is one of the worst things a man can do. If you know you have an insecurity, you have to confront it one way or the other. So the next one is real men's rules. A man is direct and assertive in how he pursues what he wants. And again, we could go on for hours about different scenarios of how this applies, but I think you're all smart enough, my dear listeners, to know what this means. It means whether you're in your career, or you want to pursue money, or you want to pursue a woman, or you want to pursue, you want something in life, be direct and assertive about it. It's like what my, like a lot of lessons that guys in the red pill movement talk about with women. Like, don't try to come at a crosswind when it comes to girls. Like, you approach them directly and you speak directly and you don't mince words and you don't sit there and mumble about. And you don't be effeminate and passive aggressive. Just say what you want. Say, I want to hang out, and this is the time we're going to hang out, and have a plan. As opposed to like pretending like you just want to be friends and then getting pissed off when they're not interested in you. Hey, that's an example with women. Let's say also in just other areas of life. I'm thinking of Howard Hughes. You know, he wrote down on a card that he kept in his back pocket. He wanted to fly the fastest planes. He wanted to accomplish something in golf, and he wanted to date Hollywood actresses. And he accomplished all three. But this was a guy who was being very direct with himself about what he wanted. Like, what do you want in life? Be direct and assertive. A real man is not overly preoccupied about affairs that don't concern him. And I think that this is probably the biggest trap that social media does for men. Is that we're constantly tempted to get worked up about things that really just don't concern us. You know, who's dating who? You know, people are talking about the Johnny Depp, Amber Heard trial. And I followed that at a glance, but it was more of just like, what can we extract from this? This is what I guess where I get worked up about stuff is I'm always seeing life lessons. And one of them is, what does this person's life offer to teach me? And one of them is, with Johnny Depp, you can make hundreds of millions of dollars, be insanely wealthy, but again, if you can't set healthy boundaries and enforce them, your life, I don't envy him, is I guess the takeaway. I was watching parts of the trial, and I was thinking, I would not tolerate any of this stuff for 5 seconds. But I don't live in a mansion. I don't have several mansions. I don't own an island, and I'm not a Hollywood star. But I would not trade places with Johnny Depp. I mean, that is the life of a man who did not set healthy boundaries and enforce them. But a real man should really try to avoid getting preoccupied about things that don't. And this is not just with social media. It's also you're preoccupied with your friend, the inner life of your friends, their private affairs. You're overly concerned about stuff that it doesn't affect you either way. You're more concerned with pursuing what you want and being direct about it. And this is, again, goes back to the healthy boundaries. You are setting healthy boundaries with yourself, saying, you know what, I'm not going to get involved with this stuff. I'm not going to comment on this. I'm not going to talk about it. I'm not interested in it. If there's something that's relevant to my life, like I said with the Johnny Depp trial thing, there's a life lesson that all men can extract from that, and that's what you talk about. You don't sit there and talk about, you don't talk about it about the people. You talk about the practical stuff. You don't talk about the people. A real man influences people by his actions, not manipulations. This is a big one. You know, I've always believed that the difference between a leader and someone in charge is that a leader... A true leader is someone that people follow regardless of his title. He's someone who is just a natural leader. And what causes people to follow him is his actions. He doesn't have to manipulate people to get what he wants from them or get them to do what he wants them to do. And I think that this is a huge temptation for men today, is we tend to manipulate rather than influence. And this, once more, ladies and gentlemen, goes back to the healthy boundary thing. You know, you don't manipulate other people and you don't let them manipulate you. You don't tolerate it. And this is not coming from a guy who, I'm a real Menzies and I figured it out and you need to just do exactly what I say and subscribe to my YouTube channel and donate to my Patreon and join my secret private chat group. Then you'll be a real man. I mean, Rudyard Kipling did an entire poem about being a real man. He did it in a more poetic sense. I'm giving some just highly distilled, just basic concepts. So this is a big one that I do want to talk about a little bit more than the others, is he cares about what other men he knows and respects thinks of his character. So there's this whole mindset now among a lot of men that I've noticed where they do not care what men think of them at all. And this is where people get a little hung up where they're like, well, you know, why you shouldn't care what other people think. You shouldn't care what they think. In a certain way. Sure, that makes sense. Like, if everybody thought that my motorcycle, Stella, if everybody thought that was a bad idea, I still would have bought it. Because I it's like, well, it doesn't concern anybody else. I'm not borrowing money from somebody else to pay for it. And it's not a reflection of my character. But if somebody I respect and I know very well, somebody that I'm truthful, honest, loyal, and reliable towards, thinks that I'm engaging in undignified behavior or I'm whatever it is, and I just act like I don't. This is a difference. You can disagree with them. That's different from not caring. This is where a lot of guys are getting hung up. There is a difference between a man disagreeing with another man and not caring at all what his opinion is. Because if you don't care about what another man thinks of you, that means you don't think anything of his judgment and discernment and his ability to decide like who is worth spending time with. And really, do you want to be around someone who doesn't care at all about what you think? And I'm not talking about, you know, let's say you bought a new car and they weren't a huge fan of the car. That's different from them saying, you know, I don't like the way you're treating this person in your life or the fact that you don't show up on time for stuff. And they go, well, I don't care. Okay, are you going to hang out with that person or that man? My real man, are you going to hang out with him? Would you consider him to be a real man if he doesn't show up on time, he's not reliable, he's not dependable, and then he just says, well, I don't care? You know, one of the things about, I'd say, traditional brotherhood or friendship is that is holding each other accountable. That actually might be another principle, is a real man holds his friends, people in his life accountable, and is willing to be held accountable. You know, there's something undignified about a man who just completely avoids accountability. Where people try and call him out on stuff where he's out of line, and he just refuses to deal with it. This might actually go to the whole insecurity thing, where somebody's highlighting an insecurity or character flaw, and rather than deal with it, you just like, yeah, well, I'm just not going to hang out with them anymore, or I'm just going to go somewhere else. It's a very interesting form of cowardice. Or just pride. I'd say pride. Because accepting accountability requires humility. And I see a lot of men who are just like, they obsess over avoiding any scenario, situation, context in which they can be held accountable by other people. They want to be in a position where they are so in control of the situation that if someone were to call them out, there's nothing they could do about it. And the reality is our society and culture today it's become so effeminate that it's acceptable for men to have, I hate using this word, but caring about what other men you care about think of you and your character, this is what honor is based around. Honor is based around caring what other men think of you, whose opinions you care about, and that's why they are your friend. And the last one is, a real man is diligent and thoughtful in his labors. Now, we're gonna do a little not differentiation, but we're going to explain this one. Some men are very good at certain things, and these are more, I'm talking about either hobbies or just, there are some men who are very good at home improvement. They can do trimming very well. They can do they can rebuild stuff very well, and they can make it look very immaculate and neat and cool looking. Because they have the skills and they have the knowledge and they have the specialization. Men like me do not. We are good at doing the basics and doing functionality. So I'm working on the basement. I did the basement steps. There were flaws in the design. It wasn't flawless. It wasn't perfect, but it's functional. The steps are all even and the stringers was all put in place. And it's a very safe set of stairs because I reinforced it. But I was thoughtful and diligent in my labors. This is different from being very skilled. And I'm going to give an example of where a real man does that. For the past couple of weeks, I've been doing lawn mowing at a local cemetery because they pay a king's ransom for doing a plot. And it takes a couple hours. And it's like, I've got a couple weeks worth of gas money. Which, with these prices, guys, says something. But one of the things that the people who run it have commented on with me and they like is that I'm very diligent with how I mow. I get it cut all. I get all the corners. I get all the different spots. This isn't me humble bragging. I'm just giving an example, guys. There's other areas of my life that I have work to do. But on this one, this is an example of where I'm very diligent because I'm being paid a lot of money to do a job and I want it to look nice. So I'm very thoughtful when I go around tombstones or grave sites or just areas where it's tricky to actually cut the grass because of just the height difference and all these other things. But I spend a lot of time going, trying to mow as much as possible. Whereas other people may or may not be doing that. And based on their comments, it seems like people in the past didn't do that. They would just, you know, kind of do a casual mow around and then they would be done with it. So when you're being paid to do a job, I think that this is the sign of a real man is in this one instance. what a real man does. He's diligent and thoughtful in his labors where he's getting paid to do it. You know, if you're working a job, you are diligent and thoughtful in how you do it. You do a good job. If you're being paid to clean, you do a good job clean. If you're being paid to, design a book cover, you do a good job. Now, if you feel like you're not getting paid enough, that's different. You can just say, hey, I want to do a good job, but I need more money to do it. Because there's something undignified and unmasculine about a man who does sloppy work. And there's a difference between doing sloppy work and just not knowing how to do the job well. Because mowing is an art form, but it's not a technical art form. It's just, put in a little extra effort to make it look nicer? So those are the rules. Like I said, I want to hop on my bike and get out. So those are the rules, or not rules, just concepts. There's probably more, but those are ones that came to mind. So hope you enjoyed listening to this podcast. You can go to my website, tjmartinell.com, for other episodes and my books as well. This is your host, TJ Martinell, coming to you from my war room in my Fortress Americana in the heart of Cascadia, signing off.